Hey everybody, it's Shane
and Tammy.
And Tammy, live from the kitchen table. So, yeah, some cool week, Thanksgiving time. So obviously a short week for a lot of us at work. And a lot of us going to see family, etc. So, yeah, how's your week going, Tammy? I know you had LASIK eye surgery last week.
Yeah, on my right eye they did PRK because I had LASIK 13 years ago, and so once they fold back the cornea flap, they fold it back over, they can't do it again. So this PRK is actually on the cornea. So
you only had one eye?
As of right now.
So you're like,
I'm a pirate.
You're like one-eyed Willy?
Arrgh.
Oh, well, yeah. Are you seeing any changes? Anything different?
Yeah, they say it takes 1 to 3 months to get the full effect, but already I'm seeing a little bit better. But like kind of halos, it's kind of a weird effect.
Oh, so you're seeing angels and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're...
So right now you're very angelic.
Well, I am angelic. But
you
you're into that kind of stuff. You like paranormal activity.
Paranormal
activity and ghosts and all that kinds of crap. In fact, we went on a ghost tour for our honeymoon.
We did.
In the Titanic? Was it the Titanic?
That's at the bottom of the ocean.
Oh.
This was the Queen Mary.
Queen Mary.
We didn't see anything though.
All right, well, we have it planned. We're going to talk about paranormal activity one of these days on the podcast, so stay tuned for that. But hey, I wanted to play something for you. I know you're a big fan, so check this out. Hopefully it comes through on the sound.
Right before Christmas, a good guy in red is coming to the theaters. His new sidekick, Fred. Why am I here? You're in a PG-13 version of Deadpool. Filtered through the prison of childlike innocence. And nobody has childlike innocence like you, Fred. Nobody. I need you almost as much as you need me.
I don't need you at all.
You need me to untie you. Once we're done.
Exciting.
I loved your working up. I'm sorry? Don't get too attached.
Once upon a Deadpool.
Gotta prefer Marvel movies. We are Marvel. Yeah, but you're, you know, Marvel licensed by Fox. It's like if the Beatles were produced by Nickelback. It's music, but it sucks. You were nicer as a kid.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Yeah, Once Upon a Deadpool. So, PG-13.
Yeah, we get to take the boys so they can find out why I like Deadpool so much.
Well, they're not going to be able to see really why you like Deadpool because it's not going to be rated R.
All the good parts are going to be cut out.
All right. So, yeah, Tammy has a mild obsession with Deadpool. And
Ryan Reynolds,
and he's going to be Pikachu.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to see Pikachu.
Pika.
But of course our 10-year-old loves whatever, Pokemans or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Probably going to go see it. So yeah, it says here December 12th, Once Upon a Deadpool, PG-13. So we're pretty excited. Deadpool's a good series in the Marvel universe. I'm hoping that Marvel puts him in the Avengers movie, but they probably won't. Just my luck.
Well, and my thought is they went through that whole lawsuit with
Broovies.
So they didn't have to change it to PG-13. And here it is a couple years later. And they changed it to PG-13.
Yeah, it's called Cash Rules Everything Around.
That's true.
Cream. Yeah. So what's cool here is I'm seeing $1 for every dollar donated would be donated to Fuck Cancer, which is a, apparently that's a thing. It's a, what do you call it? A
little tagline or?
No, it's like, you know, raise money for charity.
Oh, yeah.
Charity.
So charity.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, and a few years ago when my older brother Lonnie had cancer, the big thing was cancer sucks.
Right.
So they've just put a twist on that, so...
They went from cancer sucks to fuck cancer. Gotcha. Well,
yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, so...
They're taking a hard line approach now.
Hard line on cancer.
Yeah.
Cancer just didn't bow down to the sucky word. Now we got to use the fucky word.
Uh-huh.
Makes sense. Okay.
But well, good for them. We'll go help.
I heard this morning on the way to work, and I thought it was pretty comical. So I'm gonna play this real quick, and we'll talk and see how we feel about it. Oh, let me start over here. This was on the news. This will be on the news tonight.
What's hidden and lurking inside bath toys? Two News investigates and puts the duck to the test and took our results to the Utah Health Department. See what parents need to know to keep their child healthy tonight on Two News at 10. What's hidden and lurking inside bath toys? Two News investigates and puts the...
All right, so what's lurking in your child's rubber ducky?
And that's on what, KSL?
KUTV, 2 oh, News at 10. It's going to be their 10 o'clock news story. This just in. There's stuff in your child's rubber ducky toy. Because, you know, there's not enough things in the world to worry about. With Trump and the border wall and the caravan and the fuck cancers and the... Try, you know, the Me Too movements and some guy in South Jordan offering a teenager $70,000 to have his baby.
Which I would do. I'd be like, sorry, we've got to have this guy's baby first and get this $70,000, and then we'll have a baby together.
I'd let him have sex with me for $70,000.
I don't think he wants something after.
Oh, he wants the baby. Oh, okay, well, in that case, I can't give him that.
No.
Maybe he'd offer me $30,000?
Possibly.
But of all the things to worry about in the world, we want a headline story on what's lurking in your child's rubber ducky.
Well, I just happen to know the science behind this.
Oh, there's a science behind bacteria in the rubber ducky?
Because having taught child development, because all your bath toys are in your bathtub with your kid. And as parents know, your kid pees in the tub, poops in the tub, and all that kind of stuff, and has all that bacteria. I don't. I outgrew that a long time ago.
I pee in the tub because it helps my athlete's feet. Is that not right?
Okay.
Is that not right?
I don't think so.
Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
I think when I turned 35, I outgrew that.
Oh, gotcha. I heard
diapers.
I heard that from Madonna. She peed on her feet for athlete's feet.
Yeah.
Must have been an 80s thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Science. Madonna would have somebody else pee on her feet. She's rich.
Or her face. But,
on her face.
You know, but
keep her
young. But I...
I digress.
Okay.
But, and a lot of those toys have holes in them so you can squeeze out the water and they make sounds and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
But the problem is, all of that, and the kids suck on them and everything... All of that stuff is on those rubber duckies and bath toys and stuff. And a lot of people just leave them in the tub. And so they're staying there, like, moist.
Ah.
So that bacteria grows.
Okay.
So you're actually supposed to, like, wash them off and let them dry in between uses. But, like, preschools and stuff, I know a couple of times a week, if not every night, anything that goes in kids' mouth, they're actually supposed to, like... Disinfect. Yeah.
All right. Well, you heard it here first. I guess we need to watch out for rubber duckies.
Well, and I'll have you know, I do have some bath toys for my nieces and nephews when they come to visit, and they get cleaned up and hung up.
So we have rubber ducky bacteria in our house right now?
No, because they get dried in between uses.
Okay, well, if I die, you all heard it here first. If I die of rubber ducky bacteria, it's all her fault.
Well, when was the last time you were sucking on the rubber ducky?
Yeah, don't judge me. Okay?
It happens.
The only thing I thought about when you were talking about things getting dirty when being touched was dollar bills and money.
Yeah.
And strippers.
I bet it's super dirty.
Because, like, there's nothing more... dirty than probably $1 bills.
Uh-huh.
I've heard they've got like fecal matter, drugs, all kinds of stuff. But I would still let some dirty man stuff those down my pants if I was able to make money.
Because then you just take them to an ATM or the bank and, you know.
Just let them clean it.
Yeah. But, yeah, they say some of the dirtiest things are money.
Coins, dirty money. Dirty, dirty money.
Yep.
That's a topic we were talking about this weekend, about the mindset of money and how we think about money. And I heard a cool thing. I know we're way off topic here, but I heard a cool thing from Josh Latimer. I'm friends with him on Facebook. He actually sold his window washing business for millions of dollars. He was doing revenue of about $200,000 a month, residual income, with his window cleaning business. But he's trying to teach entrepreneurship, and one thing he teaches his kids is if the kids see a Tesla or a Camaro or a cool car, you know how kids are, they're always like, oh yeah, I wish I had that car. You know, instead of the normal what we do, a lot of times when we are jealous of something or don't understand something, we'll say, oh, you know, money's not everything, kids, or, you know, work hard, get a degree, get a job, you know, just be happy, those kind of things, right? Which is good advice, right? You know, you want to be happy and money's not everything. But as Daniel Tosh says, I've never seen anybody frown on a jet ski, so.
That's right.
Money can bring happiness to certain things. But anyway, Josh, what he says is he tells his kids, yeah, just think of the value that they would have had to create to buy that, right? The value in the marketplace. So in order to make money, you have to create value. You have to be more valuable than the next guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you create value. But so, yeah, that's an interesting thing that I learned. I totally forgot what I was going to talk about. But
well, I think because we talked a little bit about this, and it's something that we kind of teach as well in, like, financial literacy and to the kids, that if something's worth $50, if you want, like, a new game and it's $50, but you have to go buy it, and now a lot of people are making $10 an hour, that game right there is 5 or 6 hours worth of work.
Right.
So is it worth that money? So, like, a Tesla is, you know, for a lot of us, thousands of hours of work, if not more.
Sure.
So how valuable is your time compared to that item?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think I heard it. Cody Bateman, another friend of mine, he said he would tell his kids, not that they can't afford it, but he would say, your mom and I choose to spend our money elsewhere in other places, you know. So cool. Well,
and we've kind of done that too. Whereas instead of buying the kids more toys and items, we've decided to spend more time doing activities.
Yeah, experiences.
Making experiences and memories and stuff.
Right, yeah. So Christmas time, we, of course, did the 21 Pilots concert last week, which was phenomenal. I really enjoyed it. I wasn't expecting it to be as good as it was, but those two guys really put on a good show.
Mm-hmm.
So I was pleasantly surprised there. And then, of course, Jim Gaffigan. Coming up on December 1st, which our family likes Jim Gaffigan, good, clean family fun. So, yeah, I mean, I think kids have a bazillion Legos and computers and iPads and iPods and the Fortnite, you know, everything else. So it's just, yeah, are they going to remember all that stuff when you sell it at a yard sale in 10 years? Which probably not, you know, but they will remember rocking out to Journey or another concert that we took them to. So
yeah. So years from now, they're not going to be like, oh, you remember that Lego set I got? It's, you remember that concert we went to or the first time we saw so-and-so live.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still remember my first concert. It was Aerosmith. It was a long time ago, so they put on a good show. So yeah, I mean, just those experiences really add up. So
my first concert live that I remember was Donny Osmond.
Donny Osmond.
We went with Young Women's to Donny Osmond. It's kind of his struggling time. So he was playing.
Was he a little bit country or was he a little bit rock and roll?
It was rock and roll.
Okay.
And he was playing at BYU, like in a smaller theater.
Oh,
so obviously, if we went for Young Women's, it was less expensive. And we were all teasing him about his purple socks.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the first one I remember. I might have gone to some earlier, but That's poor Donnie. The first one I remember.
Poor Donnie was low period, having to rock out to 150 young women at a show.
That was pre-Andrew Lloyd Webber, amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Dreamcoat. Now, of course, he's living it up in Vegas with him and Marie. So
doing well.
So speaking of experiences, we've got Thanksgiving this week. We got the boys Wednesday night, and then take them home. But what are we doing for Thanksgiving?
We are going to my parents' house. This is the off year, so everybody else is visiting their in-laws. And our in-laws, your mom and dad, live in California and Mesquite.
Yeah.
So
thank goodness
we're staying here, and we're going to have lunch with my parents. And her cousin Charlotte and
what are
her
we,
husband.
What are we
Mary.
Cooking?
My dad is cooking a turkey.
Really?
And then he's getting the sides from Mimi's Cafe.
Oh, I thought we were getting the turkey from Mimi's.
No, they decided they wanted to make a bigger turkey, so they had more leftovers.
Big turkey.
You gotta have leftovers, so.
Well, I guess. Yeah, so we're doing it Lazy Boy style. We're throwing the turkey in the oven. Going to Mimi's. I saw today, I can't remember which site on Facebook, but there's quite a few restaurants open that day to serve. Oh, here it is, right here. I just found it here on KUTV. Denny's is going to be open. So if you want your traditional Denny's Thanksgiving dinner, Texas de Brazil.
Oh.
Whatever that is.
That's like one of those Brazilian meat places, probably.
Sure. Spencer's Steak. Wow, that's a pretty swanky place. Little America Hotel. Of course, Marie Callender's.
Uh-huh.
The Cracker Barrel. So if there's any white folks in our audience that want to eat, of course, they can go to the Cracker Barrel.
They do have delicious biscuits, though. They have the best biscuits.
I never enjoy their food. I just like playing that little... Pogo game or whatever the little.
Oh, I can't. I lose that game.
Never won it. Yeah. But of course, the IHOP, famous for burgers, is open. So quite a few places. So if you're lonely and alone, you can either drink vodka under a bridge somewhere, which is what I would recommend. You can hang out with family, which I wouldn't recommend. Or you can drink under a bridge and then go to IHOP. Which would be double great on Thanksgiving. So.
Or we were just listening to Bert Kreischer, and his idea, was it him or somebody else that had their idea that you have a drinking game?
It was
you
on,
go into the kitchen when
Jimmy
somebody...
Jimmy Fallon, Thanksgiving hashtags.
So when somebody says something in particular that they say a lot, you just go into the kitchen and have a
just
shot.
Say,
and
remember when...
So you drink and get drunk on
whenever you hear remember when...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I try not to drink in front of your parents. You know how I feel about that, but Lord knows you have no qualms doing that.
I drink once in front of my parents, and I don't think they even knew.
And I freaked out.
And you did freak out.
Lost my lid.
Yeah.
It was our first fight. Oh, well. Yep. We'll get over it.
But we kissed and made up.
Shit happens. So.
Yeah.
Oh, Elizabeth Smart just had a third child. I didn't even know she had one
child.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew she had at least two.
Speaking of Elizabeth Smart, we're going to spend one episode at least when this show gets a little farther in. But I enjoyed that cold podcast on KSL about the Josh Powell case. I think they did a pretty good job. So,
did we even finish that?
No, we still got about a half hour left on the first episode, but... Yeah, we love those kind of shows, and it's right here in Utah, and of course the son of a bitch did it, but it's a pretty interesting backstory of when he was a kid and his dad, which we never really knew. His dad was kind of a psycho.
We kind of knew he was
into child
psycho.
Porn and was attracted to his daughter and all this kind of weird stuff, but we'll spend some time on that, but...
How would it be to be, like, the ex-girlfriend, too, and find out that you, like... So, you know, you were lucky enough to get out of that situation before anything happened to you.
Well, I wouldn't be doing a podcast. I'd probably be writing a tell-all book and making some money, but, you know, whatever.
Well, I think they tracked her down.
To each their own.
Yeah, so. I think she wanted to stay out of it. I think they tracked her down.
And, of course, the GoFundMe scammers, when we're talking about them, and, you know, all kinds of cool stuff. We got Utah, the Holy War going on this weekend, which if you're outside of Utah, you don't know what we're talking about, but two head teams here in Utah are playing. They only play every couple years, but... yeah, I think that's all the news today. Cap'n Crunch recalled due to salmonella. So,
oh, really?
I didn't even know there was salmon in Peanut Butter Crunch, but apparently there's salmonella.
Wow.
Didn't know there was fish in that cereal. But.
Well, and can we talk about Black Friday, that really they should name, like, Black Thursday Night?
Yeah, so who's starting it now on Thanksgiving Day?
So many stores
Those
are now doing it at like 6 on Thursday night.
Racist son of a bitches.
Yeah. And one store started doing it, and then more, and now it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, give those poor kids time with their family.
Exactly.
I think this is the first year in a long time I haven't had to work on Thanksgiving, uh-huh. and it'll be a cool treat, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just getting out of hand. But, you know, Amazon will rule the world eventually, and we'll all just have Cyber Mondays, and we can get over that black racist holiday once and for all, thanks to Jeff Bezos. So thank goodness for him. But, all right, we wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. Of course, spend it with your loved ones. Spend time being grateful for what you have, and be grateful for not having to be with those you don't want to be, et cetera, et cetera.
And if you are having dinner with those you don't want to be, hey, hide a little something in the kitchen and be super helpful and go wash the dishes and help cook and serve.
Yeah, I will do all that. I will do all that. Just make sure you do not get anything around your rubber ducky, because you don't want to get any bacteria on your turkey. Speaking of turkey, I wonder if Trump's going to pardon the turkey this year. I bet you he just chops that son of a bitch's head right off.
I was going to say the same thing. I bet he just says, bring out, like, the wooden plank
Let's
and
just
then
get her done.
And the axe.
I mean, he's all about action, taking action.
Yeah.
And he's going to chop off that damn turkey's head.
And he'll probably do it and have all the young kids watch.
Sure. Mm-hmm. You got to teach them.
This is where your turkeys come from.
It's because we've got a bunch of pansy snowflakes in this world. You got to teach them. This is where your food comes from, and kill that turkey right in front of them.
Yep.
Go America. All right. Love y'all.
Oh, I was going to say, did you ever see that video of, like, the turkey that they're, like, killing or something behind Sarah Palin when she was doing an interview?
No.
Oh, I'm going to have to show you
we'll
that.
We'll have to put that up on our Facebook here. So we'll do that.
It's classic.
All right. Well, sign us out, Tammy, and we'll get out of here.
Have a great Thanksgiving, and wait to do your Black Friday shopping till 12:01 Friday morning.
Or
and
you'll go to hell.
Otherwise, we'll see you next time around the kitchen table.
Bye-bye.